ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਡੇ। ਆਵਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ, ਛੰਤ ਘਰ ਸੱਤਵਾਂ। ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਬਿਗਿਨਸ ਵਿਦ ਅ ਸਲੋਕ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਟਿਡ ਛੰਤਸ ਵਿਦ ਇਟ। ਐਸ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਆਰ ਕਸਟਮ, ਵੀ ਵਿਲ recite the salok and the first chant and then do one chant at a time, the recitation.
Asa mahalla panjama chant kar satwa ek oankar satgur prasad salok subh chintan gobind raman nirmal sadhu sang ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਮ ਨਾ ਵਿਸਰੋ ਇੱਕ ਘੜੀ ਕਰ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਭਗਵੰਤ ਛੰਤ ਪਿੰਨੀ ਰਹਿਣੜੀਏ ਚਮਕਣ ਤਾਰੇ ਜਾਗਹਿ ਸੰਤ ਜਨਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਸਦਾ ਜਾਗਹਿ ਨਾਮ ਸਿਮਰਹਿ ਅਨਦਿਨੋ ਚਰਨ ਕਮਲ ਧਿਆਨ ਹਿਰਦੈ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਬਿਸਰ ਨਾਹੀ ਇੱਕ ਖਿਨੋ ਤਜ ਮਾਨ ਮੋਹ ਬੇਕਾਰ ਮਨ ਕਾ ਕਲਮਲਾ ਦੁਖ ਜਾਰੇ ਬਿਨਵੰਤ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਦਾ ਜਾਗਹਿ ਹਰਦਾਸ ਸੰਤ ਪਿਆਰੇ।
ਸੋ ਦ ਸਲੋਕ ਸੁਭ ਚਿੰਤਨ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਰਮਣ। ਸੁਭ ਮੀਨਸ ਐਨ ਆਸਪੀਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਥਿੰਗ, ਚਿੰਤਨ ਅ ਥਾਟ, ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਰ ਦ ਸੈਲਫ, ਰਮਣ। Raman means an embrace, a union. It has erotic overtones as well. It means the embrace of love. Nirmal, pure, but also virtue. Sadhu, sadhu is the perfected one, the skillful one, one who never makes an error. Sangha. So the line says that it is a noble thought indeed, the thought of union with Gobind. And that union will become possible in the presence of the sadhu. So what is the sadhu going to do? He's going to make us nirmal. Nirmal, pure, what that means is we will be cultivating virtue. So Nanak says, Nanak naam na visaro ik kadi. Naam na visaro, never forget the essence, even for a bit. This is what actually what is taught. Ik kadi, kari kirpa bhagavant. So when the Bhagavant bestows its grace, then Nanak says, I reach a stage where naam na visaro ik kadi, I am constantly mindful of naam, of the self, of the substance, of the essence. Bhagavant. So who is this Bhagavant who is going to give us an understanding of naam, or the essence of naam, or join us with the Gobind? It is the Guru or the Har, interchangeable terms as you will see. So Bhagavant, one who possesses Pag or fortune, because there are supposedly four. Pag actually means a part. Bhagavant means one who is full. All parts are full. There are four identified. the char padarth. So one who possesses all four. And in the Indian cultural context, a Bhagavant is one who has the sadgun. And some of the sadguns that are listed are gyan, knowledge, aishwarya, sovereignty, that this guru is independent. He's not dependent on anybody. Shakti, he's got creative potency. He's unaffected. He's not attached. No attachments. And he's splendorous. So that's a description of the guru. So it is a noble thought indeed to find the embrace of the Gobind, to cultivate virtue in the presence of the sadhu or under the tutelage of the sadhu. And now the chant. Pinni renadiye chamakana tare. Pinni renadiye chamakana tare. The night is wet. That is what pinni means. And the stars are out. This is an imagery of a romantic, evocative of a romance, if you will. The imagery of a night sky with twinkling stars speaks of the environment that is compelling for the embrace to happen. Now, we normally translate this to mean the early hours when a Sikh is supposed to awaken and practice his meditation. That could be one way of looking at it. However, I think that the symbolism that is being represented here runs deeper than that. Because the association of pinni with ren has a certain underlying cultural symbolism, a sensory experience. Not only is it stimulating, wet is stimulating, water is also associated with emotions, with fertility. So the environment is fertile, it's pregnant. Pinni renadiye chamakana tare. Tare also stands for the sound, for light, for knowledge. So the environment is right rather than specifying a particular time. What this is saying is that when the environment is right, when knowledge is possible, jag hain sant jana mere ram pyare, at that moment, that is the moment to awaken for the sant jan, people who wish to acquire santarasa, shant. So ram pyare, they are beloved. Or the Ram is their beloved. Ram pyare sada jagge hain. Naam simr hain anudino. So here you see, it cannot be a specific time because sada jagge hain. They are awake, awakened. Simr anudino. Naam simr. They are mindful. They practice. So this is a practice. This is a process that they go through with the guru, with the sadhu. Charan kamal tyan hirday prab bisar nahi ik khino. Prab, the giver, the authority. Here the prab is for the guru because the guru is the authority. Charan kamal tyan, your attention should be on the guru's teachings. Do not allow them to slip from your mind even for a minute. Tajman moho bikara manka. So you have to, taj is to give up, man mo, bikar. You have to transform your ego consciousness. Bikar is to modify. You have to modify this self-identity that you have with the ego so that kalmala dukha jare. Kalmala is the fire of desire. So that the fire of desire abates. Binvant nanak sada jagyain hardas sant pyare. So those who are dedicated to Naam, to the Self, awakened. They are awakened souls. They are mindful of the Self. Their desires are in check. Their ego has transformed into the Self, which is always mindful. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.